The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 7:05. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, June 6th. It is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day, June 6th, 1944. Please never forget, you know, and please talk to your children about it. If you're on your way and you're a teacher and you're going to school, please make sure you teach your students about June 6th, 1944 and Operation Overlord. John Solomon is the man, award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News, host of Just the News, No Noise, on a great network that you got to check out. It's called Real America's Voice Network. And John is just breaking news left, right, and all over. So we're very grateful to have John with us this morning. Welcome back to the show, John. Great to have you with us. Congratulations. You're like the news source, man. We're all looking to you, John.
Thank you very much.
Oh, brother. Well, God bless you. Huh? What a crazy
There's
time.
A lot of truth to be told. We got a lot of truth to get out there, so we're working hard.
Well, you know, and on this D-Day, you know, after, you know, it'll never be taught in schools. Like, we have enough trouble teaching September 11th, you know. So we talk about with the Great Tunnel to Towers Foundation all the time. But, John, it's still, thank you for this. Let me start here, if I may, with the article about January 6th. You have security footage confirming that the Senate door was open. I'm reading here from justthenews.com, and we retweeted this out, allowing 300 to enter the Capitol freely. Why was this footage not shown? And number two, how did you get it? And thank you for that, John Solomon.
Yeah, listen, the footage has been available to some January 6th defendants in the past, but it's full analysis, and we got four different angles of it. It really shows a very clear security failure, which is some officers shoo one or two of the protesters who got into the Capitol out a door. The door has a sign on it that says, if you push that bar and go out that door, within 10 seconds, the door is going to be unlocked. And that meant that the door was unlocked from the outside. And for a period of about 20 minutes, there are about 309 people that just walk into the Capitol, basically unchallenged. And much of the time, police aren't even at the door. And so they're just flowing in. And it creates a rear flank problem for the officers at the front of the Capitol who are trying to fight the protesters and keep them out. All of a sudden, their rear flank is taken away from them. And you have basically as many as a third of the people known to have gone into the Capitol come through a door uncontested. It's a tremendous security failure. It's one that the January 6th committee has not wanted to talk about. Senator Ron Johnson has been raising concern about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Now everybody can see with their eyes what really happened and see a pretty significant security failure, which we don't believe has been fully addressed in the aftermath of January 6th.
You know, we don't know what. First of all, if I can, John, I think you and I agree. Don't go near the Capitol. It just reeks setup to me. So don't even go there. If you're going to go there, and of all things, if you're going to assault a police officer, then you should be in jail.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but everybody believes and agrees with that. But goodness gracious, to politicize this to the point that they have, they didn't say anything about, not to mention what happened with the George Floyd riots in New York, businesses burned down. Businesses, people had business for 30 years, they never got compensation. Not only that, they paid the people who rioted in New York. Some of them were paid by the city of New York. It's insane. So now, let me go here. This Ray Epps guy, was that the guy's name? The Ray Epps guys, everybody going to the Capitol. Who was this guy? Why can't we get the New York Times making this guy a hero? Tucker Carlson talked about it from day one. Why aren't we finding out about these things? And again, I have to applaud you, John Solomon, for at least bringing the truth to the airwaves, man.
We're trying to. Listen, we don't know fully who Ray Epps is. He says he isn't with the government. We'll find out if that's true over time. There's a lot of things that, you know, he was on the FBI's most wanted list, and or, you know, most identified list, people they were looking to identify, and then he drops off of it. We don't know why. And I think at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot more revelations that will, I think, help us make sense of January 6th. January 6th has been told as a black and white narrative, and there are certain things about January 6th that are black and white. There are people who assaulted officers physically or sprayed them with pepper spray. Of course, those people did terrible things and deserve to be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of other things about the security posture of the Capitol, about the people that were involved, about the undercover informants and undercover officers that were on scene that day, for which we don't understand why, that we're going to have to keep digging and learn from. I think we're also going to learn things even about failures of security by Secret Service and others involved in that same day. There is so much more to be told, and I think the American people just deserve a 360-degree complete view of it. It's been told by one side with one narrative that isn't always observing of many of the other things that are problematic that day. We're going to try to get the rest of that narrative out there so the American people can make a complete decision about the day.
Yeah, and God bless you for that. So we retweeted this article out. And also, again, we can't say enough. Don't, you know, as soon as that happened, my instinct, John, I mean, it's just us talking, John and Joe on the radio, I'm going like, don't go in there. I'm seeing like they knew it was going to happen, because why would they turn down Donald Trump's request for National Guards, men and women, to guard the Capitol? And they disregarded that email where Trump said you should put guards there. Also, number one. Number two, please don't forget about this, about January 6th. It was a celebratory event. People were singing prayers. They were singing patriotic songs. And just, again, a little sliver of the folks that did go and celebrate America ended up going into the Capitol. And an even smaller amount of people caused problems. And they're trying to turn this whole thing around on how bad we are. And they had those hearings. That was so unnecessary. The hearings with Liz Cheney. What was that, John, right?
I think most Americans know what happened that day, right? Just like they know what happened in the summer of George Floyd protests and riots back in a little bit before it. But Democrats have to keep exploiting it because they don't want to talk about the issues that their policies are creating, right? They can't talk about the economy, can't talk about their foreign policy. The world's aflame right now. China's aggressive. Russia's at war with Ukraine. Saudi Arabia's cutting oil production to try to harm prices here in the United States. There is a significant failure of Democratic policy. So a shiny Hollywood-made object like the January 6th hearings, which, you know, which Nancy Pelosi's filming herself exiting the Capitol, is dubbed into video that isn't on the tape.
Wow.
It's designed to distract us from the issues. Most Americans already know that what was right and wrong about January 6th, they've long since resolved it. But the Democrats want to keep it going because it's easier than talking about today's policy disasters.
Yeah, policy disasters indeed. And you're right. Ukraine, by the way, number one, should never have happened, would never have happened if President Trump was in office. Never. Putin would have never gone into Ukraine with someone of strength in the White House. OPEC, again, now they're cutting summertime. Now they're going to start cutting back on oil and our prices are going to go up again. All of these things are preventable. January 6th was preventable, and it came out of the White House to put National Guard there. Nothing would have happened. John, we appreciate it. Before we let you go, please walk us through the James Comer oversight chairman and what he found out and why did I not see, when I have to watch my buddy Lester Holt or I got to watch David Muir and I'm watching all the mainstream media, all was about Donald Trump and going to visit the special counsel Jack Smith. His lawyers went to nothing about Comer, nothing about the $5 million of alleged bribe money to the Bidens, John.
Yeah, listen, it is, it's been a blackout for most of the last 3 weeks, even though James Comer continues to make significant progress. And if you believe what Comer said, which a lot of people do, the FBI told him that this particular allegation, this information from the confidential informant in the document, is still under investigation. What does that mean? An aspect of Joe Biden's presidency is currently under investigation by the FBI. That's a really major story that would have, 10 years ago, been on all of the top of the newscast. Today, it's been blocked out because the media has only told one side of the story. They'd rather talk about a former president in investigation than a current president in an investigation. It tells you something about where the mainstream media has gone these days.
John, where are you doing those fine broadcasts that you do on camera, if I may ask? Are you going down D.C. area down there? Is that where you're broadcasting
from? I have my own studio, yeah, right near the White House. We adjust the news, has a headquarters there, and we've got two or three studios, so we sit them right there and do them. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I got that. And it is vital. John Solomon, it is vital. Thank you for the great work you're doing, John, my friend, and God bless you. Hopefully we'll see you soon, but always appreciate you taking the time with us, man.
Back at you, Joe. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. And I'm telling you, when we're breaking the news down in the morning, I got to tell you something, and we're looking, we're saying what's real, what's not real, and then they spew out the garbage from the mainstream media machine and, you know, the propaganda, and you see it left, right, and indifferent what's happening. And you know, like John said, we're aware of it, that we look to just the news. And I invite you to go there every morning when you shake your head and you're watching and saying, wait, they forgot to mention this. They're not mentioning this. They're talking about Donald Trump again. Go to just the news and you'll get the real news. That's a vital, vital story. And about January 6th, too, please let me just say this, quarter after 7 o'clock. As soon as it happened, I'm in my living room and I'm watching this unfold on January 6th. And I, you see it coming. You see it coming. Don't rush the Capitol. And then when people call this show and they say, and with tears in their eyes, and you could hear in their voice cracking because they're so emotional, how great that rally was, how great the rally was. Then there's a little sliver of people that got and I'm thinking the whole thing was set up because it's a perfect. It was the only way they can get back at Trump. This is great. Let's use this. And I think that the government had something to do with it. My opinion, and not Salem. Not the radio stations. This is Piscopo talking. This is what I feel. Like the whole thing was set up. They just knew what was going on. They said, this is a great opportunity for us to shut down anybody who believed in Donald Trump. Let's make this happen. And I don't think we know the half of it, what's going on. And the mainstream media, hook, line, and sinker, they just buying this garbage. And we're heck-bent on speaking the truth. Joe on the radio, 717. We're going to talk about Chris Christie going in. Because you know what? We are... out of New York, although in the towers in Jersey somewhere, Al, aren't they in Hackensack,
yes.
But everybody's streaming around, but Christie's going in, so that's going to be very interesting. We'll talk to Dr. Ben Dworkin about it. And
is it really interesting
KT McFarland Chris Christie going in? Well he's going in.
It's, hi, I'm Chris Christie. I'm trying to raise money and stay relevant so that people won't forget about me. Who could forget him?
No, that's the
thing. It's not like he wasn't this bombastic guy before it. Like, people knew who he was. He stormed onto the national stage when he was governor of New Jersey. I mean, he's famous for telling people to shut up and get off the beach. Then he sat on the beach while the stage shut down for a couple of weeks because he didn't want to sign the budget.
Well,
and that classic picture of him.
You think we'll hear about that?
Yeah, of course.
From Donald Trump.
Look, the surprise for me with Chris Christie would be if he actually qualified for the debate and got into the debate with former President Trump. That's would be the shock for me. Obviously, that's his goal, get there, right? If he gets there and he gets one debate in with the former president, you know, then it's a win for him. That's assuming the former president will even debate anybody else. He might decide, you know what, I'm the front runner. Why do I bother have to talk to these people?
Yeah, maybe. It's going to be interesting. But again, Governor Christie did a great job before the beach thing. He did a great job. And then he went.
Great on that beach.
Let me tell you something. Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy came in, hit Jersey so hard. And Christie was like a great general and really ran it. And then Barack Obama comes to visit the area. And Christie shakes his hand. And then everybody goes after Christie because he hugged Obama. He never hugged Obama. That was absolute false narrative. And you got to give Christie credit for that, not to mention capping property taxes, not to mention, I know you disagree. And I know how hip you are. As you listen, how hip you are and understand everything we say, because it was, I think it was, there was somebody on Twitter, was it Priscilla? Somebody said, that when I said Christie helped Camden, and he really did help bring Camden back, but he did dismantle the Camden police force, which I was not crazy about. And somebody knows that they did this county police force, that whatever they did worked for Camden, because Camden was, as when I would walk the streets to help the at-risk community because no one else did, it was Christine Todd Whitman who gave money to Camden, and it was Governor Christie. And since then, I have to tell you and give credit where it's due, Governor Murphy has actually gone down there, so you got to give that credit.
It's a nice place to walk, Morty.
but you got to give credit where it's due. Uh-huh. But on the other hand, the politics of it all. Once they start, Christie's going to be there. He invented in your face politics, and also I might add, he's got the most powerful people who are very savvy and know how to win behind him from New Jersey. So you can't underestimate him. But this is going to be a bloodbath. It's just going to be a bloodbath. And I'm going, oh no, man! It's what we don't need. We got to stick together on this. Hey, Dr. Ben Dworkin. He is the founding director of the Rowan Institute for Policy, Public Policy, and Citizenship at a great college in New Jersey called Rowan University. And we'll talk to Dr. Ben in a moment. Debbie's out there on the roads. Deb, how you doing? 20 after 7 o'clock on The Answer with Debbie Duhaime.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Let's see what's happening as we travel out to the LIE. Traffic slowing down through the northern state. Busy through Jericho Turnpike. Heavy through Willis Ave and out toward the Cross Island. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as well on that eastbound Gowanus right by the Belt Merge, but they just cleaned up an accident over there. The Van Wyck southbound at the Belt Parkway, an accident on the ramp. A tough ride on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Forest Ave. Out through the Verrazano Bridge, heavy traffic across the Verrazano getting into Brooklyn. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to Route 3 eastbound, getting into that 495 merge, getting in toward the Lincoln. 45 in at the Lincoln, over at the Holland, about 40 towards Washington Bridge. You're still waiting 40 minutes in, getting to that upper level. And the Bronx River Parkway southbound in Yonkers, it's some ongoing construction. Cloudy today, chance of showers later, high of 79. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Humans can do a lot of amazing things. Fighting bugs?
Ew, a bug, get it!
Isn't one of them. STEM is powered by active ingredients found in plants to fight off bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Spring is here, and I hope you're out and about. It's getting more beautiful day by day. It's going to be summertime before you know it. You want to get around. You want to get down to the beach. You want to be able to walk down the beach. Well, you got to take your relief factor to get you out of pain, because a lot of folks within 4 days are out of pain. And how do we find out if we can get you out of pain? It's that 3-week quick start I keep telling you about for only $19.95. Only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. And if you go to relieffactor.com, you'll see I went through this with my son Joey, who's visiting. And he said, Dad, what's in Relief Factor? And I went through everything, the resveratrol and the Icarian, you know, turmeric and, the omega oils that there's not an inkling of a fish taste, by the way, in Relief Factor. People ask me that. No, this is like so easy. And for 5 days out of pain, And then I had, just as an aside, I had the cleaning gals at the house yesterday. You know, the house was such a mess. Oh, my goodness gracious. But we're walking around. I'm showing them what to do with it. And I'm running up the stairs. I'm running up the stairs, not even thinking about it. Before I took Relief Factor, I'm telling you this as a fact, that I had the knee pain and I couldn't run up the stairs like that. How about that? Relief Factor got rid of my pain. I think it'll get rid of your pain. We think. Try it. $19.95. You have nothing to lose. Go to 800-4-RELIEF to call. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Telecom networking companies Ciena and J.M. Smucker report earnings today. The Federal Reserve is now expected to leave interest rates unchanged at its meeting next week, though for the rest of the year, what the Fed does is unclear. Catherine Rooney Vera, chief strategist for StoneX Group, believes the Fed needs to keep raising rates for now.
You have to get the labor market to cool off before you get inflation back to the 2% target. So in my view, unemployment is still too low, consumption is still too strong. Yes, we are seeing a slowing on both fronts, but insufficient with getting inflation back to the 2% target over the course of the next 2 years.
Also today, BorgWarner hosts its annual Investor Day in New York. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Are you a writer who's devoted your time to writing a book with Christian morals behind it but need help to get it published? Maybe you wrote a children's book, your memoirs, a devotional, or a mystery with strong moral values at its core. Covenant Books has helped faith-based authors publish, edit, and sell their books through Christian bookstores and major online book retailers. Plus, if you call now at 800-255-9500, we're offering a free writer's guide to help you through the publishing process. Our experienced and dedicated staff will review and notate your manuscript with an editor's eye. Then our page designers will format your book to create the appropriate experience for your readers. And if needed, Covenant's talented illustrators will bring your book to life. Most importantly, Covenant Books will help tell your story by printing, marketing, and distributing your book through specialty Christian bookstores and major online book retailers like Amazon, Apple, and many others. Covenant Books, let us help tell your story. For your free writer's guide, call 800-255-9500. That's 800-255-9500. 800-255-9500.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan because you need a will. Yes, you do. You need a trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will. You know, I wish I could tell you that I came up with this idea. I did not. My son Joey, my consigliere, said, hey, Dad, you know, you need the will. Everything you talk about at Connors and Sullivan, you need. So when you want to find out what you need, you have any questions, you could see Mike in person. Mike Connors in person. He goes on the road. I love that he does this. This is how much he cares about what he does. Coming to you. How about Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay? That's Monday. That's June 19th, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tuesday, June 20th, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Lucas Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue in Staten Island. Wednesday, June 21st at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Thursday, June 22nd at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, Queens, 11 and 3 p.m. You know what's so funny? As you listen around the country, and I tell you about these, we are a neighborhood in New York. You think it's like, wow, it's New York, the number one media market, New York City. No, it's really, in very, very many ways, it's a small town, even with its five boroughs. And Mike Connors knows that. And he goes and he goes to each borough, and he tells, those are free seminars, by the way, to tell you what you could do about your estate, about your will, about power attorney, about health care proxy. Mike will come to you. And I love that small town feel in the big, huge city of New York. 718-238-6500, okay? 718-238-6500. You can have a free office appointment with Mike right there at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, or again, connorsandsullivan.com.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Dr. Ben Dworkin, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University in Glassboro. Dr. Ben, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Joe, it's a great day for a primary here in New Jersey. Good morning.
Yeah, you know what? I guess today is the day, but if you're like me, an independent, we got nothing. Dr. Ben, nothing. I mean, I can't go in, right? They don't let people outside of the political party spectrum vote, correct?
Actually, you can. You would just have to, as registered voters in New Jersey, any registered voter in New Jersey is eligible to vote today. However, you would have to go into your voting place and declare whether you are a Democrat or a Republican. So even if you're just registered, never registered with a party, but you want to vote in a Republican primary or a Democrat primary, you can today.
So you don't have to, like I did before. I've done this before. You don't have to register as a Democrat or a Republican. Is that true?
Is true. Absolutely. You can just be lots of people. We have over 2 million registered voters who are not officially with one party or the other.
Yep.
But if you want to vote in a primary, you're going to have to sign the card.
You have to sign a card. Yeah, because I drive my county clerk crazy in Huntington County, Ben. It's so funny because I change back and forth, you know. But I'm just so independent these days. Tell us, if I may, Dr. Dworkin, about Chris Christie going in. His motivation, because we know you know, he's going to get a lot of press on this, and his campaign is to just nail Donald Trump. But Chris Christie, as I think you'll agree, is a very smart man, and in many, many ways was a great governor. And, you know, toward the end there, maybe he got a little full of himself. I don't think Chris would mind me saying that on the air. But your thoughts on the Chris Christie run for president of the United States, Dr. Ben?
Sure. Look, Chris Christie, at his best, Christie connects with the common person. He can be funny. He's charming. He's direct. He's tough, and all of these things made him a very, very talented politician. But the big question here as he makes this run for president is, what's his message going to be? You know, what, as they say, what's his lane? Where is he going to say, here's how I'm different from all the other folks who are running? Is it going to be on his personality? It's hard to, you know, have a personality bigger than Donald Trump, who's obviously in the race. Yeah. Is it going to be on issues? Is it going to be somehow he's different on issues? Really, that's the first question. How is he going to distinguish himself? And there's just one other question, which is, whatever message he does come up with, is it going to resonate with today's Republican Party? You know, this is a very different Republican Party from, say, 2012, when Chris Christie was at the height of his popularity.
Yeah.
And so I think, will whatever message he comes up with, will that be the kind of thing that resonates and grabs Republican voters so that they will go out and ignore Donald Trump and say, we're ready to move beyond, and we're ready to move beyond with Chris Christie? That's going to be a real challenge, I think.
Do we have poll numbers on what it looks like for Chris as he prepares to announce his bid today, actually?
Yeah, it's way too early to look at the poll numbers. Most polls have shown him at, you know, just a tiny percentage of support. But today begins the official effort, so we'll see. And there's a long time. You know, D-Day for the Christie campaign is going to be February 13th, 2024. That's a long time away. February 13th, 2024 is the New Hampshire primary. And if Christie is able to win, if he's able to beat everybody there, and he's got a lot of popularity there, he's got a good operation on the ground, possibility of Chris Sununu, the very popular Republican governor in New Hampshire, endorsing him. These are things that could really be game changers for the Christie campaign. But that's where we'll find out whether he really has something that's working and that people want to buy. So. The polls don't matter now. It'll matter then.
But that's very smart. Sununu's backing Christie up in New Hampshire.
He's not. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
He's not. But if he did,
yeah,
he's the kind of, I think Christie is the kind of person that someone like Chris Sununu could endorse. If he did, that would be a game changer. So that's the kind of thing that polls don't mean much now. We'll have to see how this all plays out.
And as an astute observer that you are, Dr. Dworkin, so Christie goes in and his whole campaign is going to be going after Donald Trump, and he's going to try to out Trump, which I always say is so funny because Christie wrote the book on in your face politics. And when we watched then Donald Trump came right after Christie, but we in Jersey, we're going like, well, we've seen that in Christie before. And it was kind of like Chris Christie light, you know, when people get so upset with Trump, we're going, no, you should have seen Christie in his heyday. So now that's going to start up. And then Trump's going to go back at Christie. Okay. And I'm going to love it because it's great radio. But I mean, isn't it it's the worst thing for the Republican Party, though, Dr. Dworkin, no?
It's hard to the whole party. I mean, all of these candidates are trying to figure out how to not be Donald Trump, get the party beyond Donald Trump. The only person who wants to keep things going the way they are is Donald Trump because it's working for him. And so I think, yes, Chris Christie has made has not been shy about saying that he'll be a guy who takes on Donald Trump directly, who attacks his record, who attacks all parts of his things that have led to Republican losses in the last three elections. So Christie will do that, but I don't think that's going to be the only part of his campaign, because that's a very, you know, one-trick pony kind of deal. You've got to find a way to resonate with voters who are going to like you, not just because you attacked Donald Trump. So I think we'll have to, and that's what is yet to emerge. That's behind the next curtain. We'll have to see what he comes up with. But it's definitely going to be good radio.
Yeah, it is. It'll be. I hate to say fun, but it will. Now, what am I reading here? Before we let you go, the most consequential race reading here on NewJerseySpotlightNews.org is on the Democratic side in the 27th District, covering parts of Essex and Passaic counties. Dick Cody, a former governor, and his ticket are facing Nia Gill is running. See, I wasn't aware of this, Ben, who was moved from neighboring 34th District into the 27th. So they're challenging Cody in this regard, yes?
Yes, and so you have two longtime state legislators. Dick Cody, former governor, Nia Gill, longtime state senator, going up against each other because of redistricting. They got put into the same district. And Cody has most of the party endorsement and the party backing. He has the preferred ballot position on the preferred ballot position in the primary. So when people go in the voting booth, they're going to see one long line of the official regular Democrats, and Cody will be right there. Nia Gill is not in that column. So it'll be a little harder for folks to find her. But Nia Gill has won without party backing before. So, and she is a formidable candidate. So we'll have to see how this plays out. I think most people are expecting Cody to pull out a win.
Yeah.
There are a couple races we're going to be watching today. Absolutely,
it's interesting. Yeah, and I don't know why she would go up against Cody, because he's always doing a great job for the state. And just before we let you go, more than 6.5 million New Jersey residents are registered to vote. About 2.5 million as Democrats, 1.5 million as Republicans. The rest are not affiliated. Like, I'm not affiliated with any major party now. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see on this primary day. Dr. Ben, thanks. Keep us posted, if you would. Thanks for your expertise and doing a great job. And our best to everybody at Rowan. Great, great school. And you're doing a great job down there. And we appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much. It's always great talking with you.
You as well, Dr. Ben. Thank you, sir. Dr. Ben Dworkin, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at a really great school down in Glassboro, New Jersey, called Rowan University. Joe on the radio, 737. And Teresa Kump Lakehorn. Joe, Sebelia, we're going to talk. We're going up to New Rochelle, and we're going to talk to Teresa Kump Lakehorn. And then KT McFarland, 8 o'clock. So let's take a break, and then we're going to come right back with Teresa from New Rochelle. Joe on the radio, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Macy's is set to light up the sky over the East River this Independence Day. The theme for this year's Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is Sky Full of Stars. This is the 47th year for the event, which is the largest Independence Day celebration in the country, and will be launched from 5 barges in the East River. There will also be a tribute to Tina Turner, who recently passed away, with fireworks set to her hit song, The Best, and a new mile-wide waving flag effect will be making its debut. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says the nation is expanding care for veterans. Gottheimer says lawmakers secured a $20 billion investment for the PACT Act, which will expand services to 3.5 million veterans exposed to burn pits, including thousands from New Jersey. Gottheimer says the new investment will help improve research, staff education, and treatment related to toxic exposure. It will also help the VA more efficiently process claims. In sports, Yankees and Mets both off. The Bombers open up a series with the White Sox tonight at the stadium. And Mason's in Atlanta to take on the Braves. The Golden Knights, 2 wins away from hoisting the Stanley Cup. The top overall seed in the Western Conference blew out the Panthers 7-2 in Game 2 from Las Vegas. Game 3 in Florida set for Thursday night. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the LIE eastbound at Lakeville Road. A stalled vehicle in the way over there. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus at Cabman Plaza. Looks like some stop-and-go traffic here right on the BQE east at Cabman Plaza with an accident being cleared. Stop-and-go traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Forest Ave right out through the Verrazano. Bruckner west at White Plains Road. It's a collision. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes. Lincoln, 45. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about 15 to 20 out of town, but inbound still about 40 minutes. Let's go out to 24 West, getting up toward Broad Street in Summit. It's an accident over there, and traffic is still slowing down this morning on the Garden State Parkway North at the Toms River tolls with an overturned vehicle. Southbound Garden State Parkway and Toms River, another accident. And if you're heading to 84 eastbound, up by exit 34 in Newburgh, it's an accident. Partly cloudy today. Chance of showers later. High of 79. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Well, thank you, Deb. Joe on the radio, tell me about Tunnel to Towers. You know, born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting heroes who risk life and limb in the line of duty ever since. Detective Joseph Seals, this is very local for us in Jersey, you know, served with the Jersey City Police Department for 13 years. And Detective Seals worked with the city ceasefire unit where he helped get dozens of illegal guns off the street. And he was shot and killed during a confrontation with armed gunmen in 2019, leaving behind his wife, Laura, and five children. Well, Tunnel to Towers immediately paid off the family's mortgage. And to date, the foundation has delivered over 1,000 mortgage-free homes to our country's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And like I always tell you, God bless you for helping out. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Dennis Prager here. Join us in Israel this fall. Soon, time will run out, and then you'll regret you didn't go, I promise. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. That's the name of the tour. We'll be visiting amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk on the streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, float in the Dead Sea. In fact, you could even sit in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember deeply, fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Call 855-565-5519 or just visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 742, telling you about Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital. They've been rooted in caring for the community since 1892, evolving to a comprehensive medical village, providing compassionate, connected care to meet the diverse medical needs of residents in southern Westchester. The radiology department of Montefiore New Rochelle is a leader in multidisciplinary patient-centered imaging, education, and care, offering access to state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge research, and compassionate treatment for every patient. Their team of board-certified radiologists works collaboratively in a shared mission to revolutionize healthcare. They work closely with their colleagues throughout the Montefiore Health System to develop innovative and multidisciplinary approaches to patient care. The radiology department features a brand new MRI suite and has two multi-detectors, CT scanners. I do get excited about stuff like this. I know. This is great. Look at how state-of-the-art this is. Please. Including a fast-moving 64-slice scanner that is comfortable for the patient, hello, and produces high-quality scans that provide detailed information. The radiology department at Montefiore New Rochelle offers seamless access to the full range of advanced diagnostic imaging technology. To schedule an imaging services appointment at Montefiore at the radiology department, please call 914-365-3781. 914-365-3781.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live.
Coming up this afternoon at 4.
On AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Daily New Rochelle Trivia segment is sponsored by Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital, with dedicated physicians, nurses, and caregivers working where they live. Neighbors caring for neighbors. I've lost
my mind. Well, we like to highlight great cities in this great country, and New Rochelle is one of those great cities. And we have a trivia question for you. The number is 877-970-2999. And if you're the first correct caller, you'll win that $50 gift card from the Beachmont Tavern that's established in 1928. It's a historic New Rochelle landmark, known for having the best wings in Westchester, and, of course, a tribute to New Rochelle native Don McLean. They have the Levee Wrap, as in drove my Chevy to the Levee, right? Stuffed with buffalo or barbecued chicken cutlet, bacon, and mac and cheese. Look out! That's 750 North Avenue in New Rochelle. The number for the Beachmont Tavern is 914-636-9533. Today's winner will also receive two season passes to the New York Empire. This is the ultimate disc team, what most of us fondly call Frisbee, right? Based in New Rochelle, the Empire went undefeated last year playing at Joseph Fassina Field in New Rochelle, one of the most fun and affordable family outings in New York. Shop EmpireUltimate.com for tickets, all right? So here we go. Here's New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Catherine White, with today's trivia question.
Good morning, Joe. Which famous musical composer grew up in New Rochelle and went on to create the soundtracks for several Disney movies, including The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin?
Good question, Catherine. I do not know. 877-970-2999. You get that $50 gift certificate from the Beachmont Tavern, okay? Hey, Joe on the radio, let me jump, if I may, to Teresa Kump Leghorn, president of the New Rochelle Council on the Arts. Teresa, welcome to the show. Nice of you to join us.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, it's great. We love highlighting great cities. We do that on the radio station, you know. By the way, we're the only ones, Teresa, in case you're asking. Thank you. We reach out, but thank you for keeping the arts alive. It's so important. Saved me in school. I was hard to believe I was a bad student, but it was the arts and the drama department that saved me. Tell us about what's going on in the New Rochelle Council on the Arts. It's very exciting.
Well, we do so much for the arts. And in fact, you mentioned Don McLean before. We have a mural of Don McLean that we sponsored here in New Rochelle.
Fabulous.
And I actually met him. He came to New Rochelle and saw his mural. So that was a lot of fun.
Fabulous.
But we support all the arts. And one of our most exciting things every summer is the Summer Sounds Concert Series. So we have free live music every Wednesday night at 7:30 at Hudson Park and every Friday night at 7:30 at New Rochelle Park. So two opportunities for great free music this summer. We have food trucks, several hundred people come out every week. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a special night. We're really proud to be able to do that with help from our sponsors, like Montefiore, as a matter of fact, and the New Rochelle Parks and Rec people.
This is very cool. Don McLean, what a great guy. He's been on the show. He comes on the show. He's so grounded. He's like a legend, and it's nice that he goes back to New Rochelle, and you see him, and
he
doesn't forget where he's from, huh?
He did. He came back to visit, and it was very fun to meet him.
That's good. So walk us through the summer concert series. I love these, and I'm seeing you have a lot of bands there. And is it right in the center of town? Is it outside, indoors, or just a little bit of everything?
Yeah, they're both outdoor venues. We are very popular. We've been doing this for almost, I think this is our 16th season.
Yep.
We had 164 bands try out to be part of the concerts this summer for 19 slots.
Wow.
So we're a very popular venue. The Hudson Park venue is a historic band shell. It's right on the Long Island Sound. It's beautiful, cool breezes from the Long Island Sound. You're outdoors. You're under the stars. It's really, you can't beat it. And then the New Rochelle Park location is a downtown pop-up park. It used to be a parking lot. It's now a park for the summer, and there'll be live music there on Friday nights. So we're very excited to have two venues.
And what am I seeing here? Free Shakespeare at Hudson Park as well?
Yes, huh? One of our things, Sunday afternoon, July 23rd, we're going to have the Irvington Shakespeare Company.
Wow.
They were with us last year. They come and do a Shakespeare in the park. That's really fun.
This is fabulous. Teresa, thank you so much. And did you get, we saw Leghorn as your last name. And then, of course, you know, the guy on the cartoon character, Foghorn Leghorn, right?
Oh, it was my husband's nickname all through college. They called him Fog and Foggy. So, yes, I'm Mrs. Foggy.
I said, wait a minute. I know. Where did I hear that name before? That's right. Teresa, keep up the great work. Thanks for keeping the community of New Rochelle so vital through the arts.
Oh, thank you, Joe. And people can go to newrochellearts.org for the full calendar.
We are there. Thank you, Teresa. God bless. All the very best to you and Foggy. All the best.
I'll let him know. He'll appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Teresa Cup Leghorn. I think Foghorn Leghorn is in the studio somewhere. Excuse me. Foghorn, is that you?
I say, boy.
Where's Joe? He's not around. Where's Joey Sebelia? He was the guy. We started that this morning. That is great. Foggy, that's the guy's nickname. How great is that? By the way, I have to tell you, we're going to break in. Debbie's coming in. But when I was in West Essex High School, I was just not doing great. I was in ninth grade, and I was the worst. And then my sister, Carol, said, you know, Joe, you should check out Charles Gaunt, Mr. Gaunt, the drama teacher. He's a great guy because Carol was taking drama. It changed my whole life and got me out of school. I'm convinced of it. So we applaud Teresa Kump Leghorn. We applaud the president of the New Rochelle Council on the Arts and all the arts that is happening in New Rochelle.
We do have a winner.
I'm telling you. Already we got a winner?
We have a winner. So okay. I will give you the question and the answer. I got to get the piece of paper here. Catherine White, the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Here it is, the question and the answer.
Which famous musical composer grew up in New Rochelle and went on to create the soundtracks for several Disney movies, including The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin? The answer is Alan Menken.
There you go. So Andrew in West Hempstead knew the answer, and so he wins a $50 gift card from the Beachmont Tavern and two season passes to the New York Empire, the ultimate disc team, which what most of us call Frisbee.
Frisbee.
So there you go. It's
a lot of fun. Thank you, Albert. 7:51, I say, Debbie's on the roads. One of my Foghorn Leghorn. Anyway, Debbie, you know, a lot of great things happening in beautiful New Rochelle, New York.
Yes.
It's great to we showcase it. Did we not showcase Newark, New Jersey? We showcased other cities that come on with us, and we're going to, and I think
Yonkers,
it's great. I think,
New Rochelle,
Yonkers was great. Yonkers, who knew? Ella Fitzgerald, Gene Krupa from Yonkers, and Don McLean from New Rochelle. All good.
Amazing.
Hey, 7:51, Debbie's on the road checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Joe, it looks like you're moving okay on the New England Thruway, getting down through New Rochelle right now. No problems to report there, but we are seeing some volume as you head over to the Hutch northbound. That's busy getting up toward the Cross County. The Cross County eastbound slowing down into North Columbus Ave, out through Mount Vernon. And we're still seeing some volume this morning over on the southbound side of the Deegan. Stop-and-go traffic right into Van Cortlandt Park. Cross Bronx West slowing down through 3rd Avenue. The Henry Hudson southbound slowing down into the GWB. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge still waiting about 45 minutes. Lincoln 45. Holland still about 40. 24 slowing down westbound at Broad Street and Summit with an accident being cleared. And watch for delays on Kennedy Boulevard. It looks like some of the construction getting out through Manville. And traffic is still slowing down just a bit this morning on 84 East, exit 34 Newburgh, with a collision being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can say, I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis yacht of New York Cruises. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Your guests will be wined and dined on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises, the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Again, to make your life easier, if you're driving, you know, and I'm going to give you a number, but don't keep your eyes and your hands on the steering wheel and your eyes on the road. 973-705-8905. If someone could punch that in, if you're carpooling. 973-705-8905. That's just for you, for a Route 22 Toyota, for Alex Kinsella and the team, holding inventory for Jersey residents, New York residents, the folks kind enough to listen to the show every single morning. Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota is holding inventory for you, all right? 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. They have the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles. And don't forget the huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex's team at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, Route22Toyota.com. You just tell them that Joey Piscopo sent me.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Jeff Ortiz at the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, Jeffy, how are we doing weather-wise today?
Doing pretty good for now. We got some hazy sunshine, definitely, though, and that is actually reducing the air quality a bit. And for me, I've noticed it. I've definitely coughed a lot more than I have in the past couple of days. So it is going to stick around tomorrow, too. So please keep that in mind if you're doing anything outdoors. We also have some thunder showers that are going to pop up a little bit later in the day, and those will make their way through and across much of Long Island. So just kind of, today is not the day to do anything outdoors. It's tomorrow. And even then, with the air quality lower, it's also not great. But temperature-wise, it's 78 and 77 for highs. And then we're going to cool off Thursday, and it's going to be better with a partly sunny sky to start off with. And then another shower or two pops up again in the afternoon. And the temperature is comfortable, but cooler at 72.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Well done. Well done. Very detailed. We appreciate that. Joe on the radio, KT McFarland, is coming up. She is the former Donald Trump Deputy National Security Advisor, author of Revolution. And we're going to talk about what's going on with China. We'll touch on D-Day. It is D-Day today. Never want to forget that. Primary day as well in Jersey. So if you're, Dr. Dworkin said, you could show up even if you're not affiliated, and then, you know, so got to sign a little something, and then you could vote in the primary. But that is in New Jersey. Mark Morano, you don't want to miss, because I'm reading this and I heard about it. But again, we'll verify it with Mr. Morano from ClimateDepot.com. Ireland government proposes slaughtering 200,000 cows. What's wrong with these people?
Let me get out of here.
Steak good.
I'm telling you, man. General Keith Kellogg is with us to talk D-Day. Councilman Joe Borelli on the show as well. It's Joe Piscopo with Al Gattulo and Joey Sebelia and Debbie Duhame. We are here for you on this anniversary of D-Day 1944 on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.